The Oswego County Jail's inmate population has grown over the past 4 years and has forced Oswego County to send inmates elsewhere to be housed. And as WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, county officials say at least some of the blame lies with the state.
In this year's budget, Oswego County Sheriff Rule Todd says he allotted $100,000 to cover the costs of housing inmates at outside facilities. But 2 months into the new year, Todd had already used $130,000 and is now requesting more funding. In recent years, Governor Andrew Cuomo has pushed for the closure of state prisons, citing an inmate population decline of more than 17,000 since 1999. 4 additional prisons will close later this year. Fewer state prisons mean more state parole violators are held at county jails across the state. Oswego County District Attorney Gregory Oakes calls this an unfunded mandate.
The Department of Corrections isn't moving those cases as quickly as they once did. Those are guys that are essentially being housed for the state at a cost to local taxpayers.
Oakes says another part of the problem stems from local judges offering those convicted of misdemeanor charges weekend jail time so they can still work.
That approach has a lot of value. But the problem is, come Friday night, our jail looks like the Holiday Inn. And a lot of the cost that the jail has had is housing those inmates on the weekend.
Sheriff Todd says housing an inmate in another county costs between $90 and $100 a day. He's looking into other options to save money, including expanding the use of electronic monitoring bracelets for people who meet pretrial release criteria.
I think each one of the ankle bracelets is $8. So there's an $82 savings getting them out of jail so that we don't have to board them out, or we can bring somebody back that's being boarded out when we release them. So there's an immediate savings of over 90%.
The county is also attempting to streamline its prosecution process to lessen the amount of time people are held in the jail while awaiting trial, and have increased the number of grand jury days held per week. Both are expected to reduce overcrowding by moving cases along more efficiently. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.